You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, happy Friday afternoon. The most interesting thing in tech, Elizabeth Warren with a broadside against the big tech companies. She published a post in Medium saying, it's time to break up the big tech monopolies and the big tech platforms. This is an idea that's been circulating. A lot of scholars, public interest advocates, journalists, people have been saying you have to look at the big tech companies. But now we've got a presidential candidate with a specific proposal. So then we need to unwind mergers, right? Like Facebook and Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp, or unwind those acquisitions. She explained to Wired that she thinks that Google and YouTube, we should look at that. She doesn't think that the large tech platforms should be able to have like subsidiary companies on their platforms. So for example, Amazon Basics, the part of Amazon that sells you light bulbs, should be spun off from Amazon. And she thinks there need to be new tight restrictions on data sharing. It's a pretty broad, sweeping proposal. I'll say a couple things about this. One, my views on tech and antitrust, very conflicted. The lack of competition in Silicon Valley is a real problem. I wish there was more competition in all of these areas. My faith in the government of the United States to break up these companies in a way that is good for consumers and doesn't put the U.S. tech sector at a massive disadvantage to China, that faith is low. So the idea that our government can break up these tech companies in a way that is good for competition, I don't know about. But the most important thing from this memo, the thing to remember, is that this really sets the stage for what is going to be a tough Democratic primary. Remember, a lot of debate and a lot of conversation for the next year will be driven by the 10, 20 people who are leading the conversation for the Democratic presidential primary, among them Elizabeth Warren. And it suddenly becomes who can be tougher on the tech companies, because tech companies are not popular right now. It's going to be an ugly year for Silicon Valley. On the other hand, if that's what happens, it's going to be an exciting year for tech reporters. And I will have many more most interesting thing in techs on all the different proposals for antitrust breakups that we have in the next year. All right, I'll see you on Monday.